This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is beautiful Liz Logan, a wellness expert, entrepreneur, and the founder of BeSoul. She has been an active leader in the world of personal development for over 20 years. Liz, I am so happy to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. I feel so happy to be here too and just blessed to be able to have this conversation together. It's awesome.
I've been manifesting you, by the way, because I'm all about personal development, and I've been working on myself, God, as long as I remember, figuring out that I could change this and change that and read that and all of that and be better. But before we dive in into all the fun questions that I'm going to ask you from not only personal experience, but as I'm growing, I'm feeling more of a need to just constantly work on myself. And I don't know if it's because as we're getting older, we're like, God, this is working and I should really focus on this more because it ends up helping all the different aspects in my business and personal life and so on. But enough of that. Before we dive into that, I want to start out with what inspired you to do this amazing work that you're doing today?
Yeah. Oh gosh. I feel like just my life path, it's kind of a self-taught path that I've gone down, but I've been really lucky to channel my passion into transforming the lives of others and help them achieve their personal, professional, and financial potential. And so I've always been involved in the wellness center or industry. My background was in kinesiology and business, actually marketing. And so creating this platform that I now have just seems like a natural step, but I actually started out as a plant-based nutrition coach and a master Pilates instructor, partially because I needed the wellness tips from those practices to guide me in a healing experience when I had a pretty bad injury that I was needing to heal myself back to health. And so from that became this huge awakening for me that this was really a path that I knew I needed to discover and go down for my own personal self, but then I wanted to be able to teach it to the world. And so I ended up opening a wellness center in Vail, Colorado in 2008. It was right before the crash. Literally, I opened a month before the crash and I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? But I saw the wellness center as an opportunity to really combine my passion for Eastern philosophy and then also my knowledge of the Western science to offer my clients an all-encompassing healing experience that I was receiving for myself that now I wanted to give to the world. And what I quickly realized is that people would come to see me and come to the wellness center and they dive into this healthy lifestyle. They get deeper into their true path and purpose. And then they go home and they didn't have the support on this wellness journey. So around 2016, I began transitioning all of it onto an online coaching platform. And it really gave me the opportunity to continue to work with people from all over the globe and meet a lot of new people. And so I was leading retreats all over the world and doing some really profound work to help primarily women, but also men too, to really step into their best life and really know what that truly means. And when I founded BeSoul, I designed it to really guide people towards really their most important and meaningful life. Truly, the courses that I teach are built on my own lived experiences, drawing from everything I've learned from personal and professional development combined with my Eastern philosophy. There's a lot of human conditioning that I teach. Of course, the kinesiology and business development and nutrition come into play too. But what I really teach throughout all of it in BeSoul's primary focus is really how to help people learn how to move beyond who they think they should be or are meant to be and really discover the person that they are designed to be. So that's the, the gist of it.
You mentioned something that is so interesting because I think I personally experienced that when I've gone to a wellness workshop and I remember getting so excited and writing all these notes and I just couldn't wait to get home and start practicing and doing it. And I did it for a week, for maybe 2 weeks, and then I stopped. I stopped. Because I didn't have anyone to hold me accountable. I didn't have anything that could challenge me to the next level and continue this personal growth experience that I learned so much at the workshop, but then there was just no transition to continue. So it's pretty genius of you to sort of take this online back then when nobody really was doing it, because that's the reality. It's not a one-time thing. And it's not like a lot of people are like, well, I can just take a, you know, a 1 hour course and just learn everything and just, you know, hack it. I'm like, well, it's not like that. It's almost like exercising. It's like weightlifting. And
you know, I was going to say it's a practice, you know, and it's not a do it every once in a while. It's a daily practice. And what's so interesting about what we've done with life is we, as human beings, have completely overcomplicated it and really have suffered the consequences because of that. But actually, when you break it down and you put some very simple strategies into place as a practice for your daily life, it becomes so much easier to support your path as opposed to, you know, fighting and resisting and really struggling through life. That's not how we're meant to go, by the way.
Well, speaking of path, can we talk a little bit about that? What are some ways that you can help people figure out what their path is? I know a lot of women, especially who are mothers and they're juggling work and career and so many things, they have their true calling, but somehow they get confused between, oh, is this just a passion project, or is this something that I can pursue and potentially make a living off of? And they're just struggling by selecting the right path.
Yeah. And I think that's all relative, right? What is the right path? But I think, look, the only job in life is to be who you are designed to be and to do what only you can do, that unique, authentic gift that is truly your calling. And what happens so often is we think we have to fix ourselves. And what I try to really emphasize is there's nothing to fix about you, that you're already perfect. Instead, it's about really the purpose of life. It's the same for everyone. It's connecting with the generosity of spirit and then letting it provide everything you need. And so how do we really do that? Well, you start by stripping away all of these false stories that you've been telling yourself your whole life that have blocked you from being fully alive. So rather than like picking up all these things to put on, it's more about stripping down and getting back to who you truly are on a soul level. And you learn how to harmonize your outside world with your inside world. So you're constantly, you know, we're constantly going, okay, what's the next fix? Everything is out here that we're gravitating towards, thinking that we need a new diet, we need a new boyfriend, we need a new outfit, we need a new house, a new car, all of these external factors. But actually where the truth of it is when you step into the inside and you start to really look at that and start stripping away all of these things that you've been telling yourself for so many years that other people have also made you believe, that when you truly start to strip down and get to who you truly are, then the brilliance happens. And then it's like this shining diamond that you discover is underneath all of it. And it's brilliant, because then from that place, you can go wherever you want for your life.
I wish everything you're talking about was being taught in high school.
Me too.
I feel like it's something, like I have two daughters, they're in high school right now. And I'm actually considering putting them into one of your programs. You know, over the weekend, I was reviewing everything and I was like, God, if I had this back in high school, I would be so ahead of everything in a sense, right? Not just like work-wise, but I just would have saved so much time questioning my abilities or questioning my, you know, like, am I good enough or am I ready for this? Or am I, like, I would just know that this is my purpose and I'm just going to believe and trust and just go with it. And if I was just only taught that at a younger age, God, it's never too late, but if there's a way to give back to the younger generation, this is the way, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's so funny you're saying that, because my opening video in my design camp, which is all about really stepping into who you're designed to be, I'd say that. I'm like, this was actually, I made this program for my younger self.
Yeah.
Not at the time, but going back to that person going, oh my God, if I had this when I was 10, if I had this when I was 13, if I had this when I was 16, 18, 21, all of the different phases, especially as women go through, but now more and more, you know, boys need it too. We're directionless. And we're clueless as to how to really step into who we are. And so actually I did a Mother's Day special where it was a mother's daughters combo, because it was a really fun thing to put mothers with their daughters to do this program and this really in-depth look at, like, how do we do this? How do we master our most meaningful life? And what steps do we really take to get there? And I couldn't agree more. And that's one of the goals for me is to reach younger people so that if we give the tools, then they succeed. You know, I feel like parenting, it's one job and one job only. And I think if you can instill this into your child, this inner confidence, this deep sense of knowing, they can go out and be and do and have whatever they want their life to look like. But what's happened is that we've lost that focus and these kids don't know who they are. And they're being so influenced by the outside world of who they're supposed to be.
Right.
They think they should be. And so, yeah, I agree. It's needs to be taught.
I agree. And I think it's needed more than ever now, because I feel like social media is taking so much more power than the parents have, right? Like the influence that social media is able to just spread is just, it's insane. And so as a parent, trying to balance that out and really teach them what's important and teach them to trust and be confident in themselves. I think that's the hardest thing, because it's.
Yeah, but I'm going to interrupt you just for 1 second, because this is what so many moms say to me, but it's one thing that I look at is if you don't do your own work, how can you then give that to your kids, you know? And so if parents are listening to this right now, honestly, it's so much about looking at your own blocks, at your own, you know, things that you've been holding yourself back from truly stepping into your most meaningful life. And if you can do that first, go down that path, either with your child or not, then it's like the power of X, because what you can then show them, not even teach, but just as a being, you know, I always say, don't preach, just be, do it yourself, live it. And then all of a sudden people around you are like, wow, her energy is so incredible. What she's doing is so amazing. Like, she doesn't have any drama. All of this is, she looks so fantastic. You know, all of these things that, I used to teach a lot of nutritional courses. And it's like, when we shed the inside layers of all the things that prohibit us from being our best self, we look better. We don't have to diet. We just have to nourish our bodies and our minds. Right. You know?
And speaking of that, it's so interesting. I never diet. I eat everything I want, but it's too, it's obviously proportioned, but everything that I eat, I think of it, it's so good for me. I learned that when I was in Paris. I remember the Parisians would eat, you know, bread and butter and drink wine and eat chocolate and croissants, and they were all very skinny. And I was there when I was 19, I think. And this one lady, she was in her 60s maybe, or maybe a little bit older. She said, can I give you one advice? She said, eat everything, but when you're eating it, when you're putting it in your mouth, just imagine it, that it's so good for you. Even if it's chocolate or croissant and it's the most fattening thing, just think that it's so good for you and you'll never gain weight from that. So there's definitely, the mind is so powerful. I feel like it controls so much more than we think, you know, from ourselves to our behavior to everything. But
it's an operating system, right? It's the operating system. And just like our computers, our cell phones, everything, they are constantly getting software updates. And what are we doing to our brain? We're not doing a software update. We're not doing reprogramming. We're not bringing it into this day in our life. Instead, we're living the old patterns, the old software from 1980 or whenever it was, but 20 years ago, you know? And so you look at that and you're like, wow, I'm not even advancing. And it is something that needs to be flexed and used and nurtured and exercised.
Especially when you're bringing in science that proves out so much of it to be so accurate. It's like, why would you not look at these new ways of doing it? We upgrade our phones constantly and we clean our houses all the time, but then do we ever stop and clean our minds? You know, I started doing this when I started yoga, you know, back in my early 20s. And I remember I started with Kundalini yoga, and they would always help us visualize how we're cleaning out all the extra stuff in our brains, you know, so that we can have some clarity and have some space to think and get creative. Walk us through a retreat. Like, what can people expect from one of your retreats? I'm so excited to hear about it.
I know. Well, so retreats are kind of my ultimate passion. And the reason is when you, at least in my experience, I can't speak this as a global truth about retreats, but when I bring people together and it's curated, you know, so that it's the right group of people always show up. But you create the safe container. And it's this collective energy where all of a sudden what I could teach you in a 3-month period online, you can get in a week and really catapults into where you need to be in your life, because you're it's just a different energetic. You're stepping away from your normal life. You're stepping into this profound energetic that we've created for you. And you're able to just release all these different layers and then allow in what's next for your life. And so it's my favorite thing to do because, one, I'm a sucker for 5-star gorgeous places throughout the world. So I like spare no expense for a very good time. So it's just an amazing vacation alone
by itself.
But then curating the program and making sure that it's really thought out. I call myself an experiential designer because for me, I want to know like what it feels like from you getting out of the car, walking to the front door of the retreat, or, you know, walking to where we check in. And I want every experience that you go through to be just this outrageous opening for you, you know? So it's been amazing. We've had a lot of different themes. I used to lead ayahuasca retreats in Peru. I've done a lot of health retreats. I used to have a ranch in Colorado that I would do stand-up paddleboard yoga, cleansing and hiking retreats. Now my focus is actually to do a signature retreat in Mexico in this development that I'm working with. And just getting that programming, we'll launch the dates for that. Hopefully in early fall this year, we're going to have our first one. And it's small, intimate. I never do big because, again, the transformation that needs to occur needs to feel really individual and just awesome. So I love doing it.
I can't wait. And can we bring, I guess, 16-year-olds with us if we choose to?
Yeah. I mean, I think with kids under 18, it's kind of a case by case, I would say, just to make sure that the material is appropriate. Right. Again, each retreat is slightly different. So I've done mother-daughter retreats, mother-son retreats too. But I would say all of the retreats are open to whoever. I would just interview, you know, I like to know who's coming to the retreat just so I can make sure that it's the right fit. For me, this is not financial gain for me. This is a more like, how can I most help you where you are in your life? How can I meet you where you are? And then how can we get to where you want to go?
I love it. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I've been wanting to do the right retreat for so long now, especially with the pandemic and everything. So I'm ready to sign on.
I think you'll like it.
Let's talk a little bit about the programs, the courses that you teach online. Sure. If people cannot take advantage and take the retreat, like I have an 8-month-old, I was literally, as you were speaking, I'm thinking, where can I leave my 8-month-old and go to the retreat? And I was like, I hope it's only 3 days. Maybe I can leave it with my husband. I was literally planning it, but in case I can't, I want to be able to continue learning from you. What are some other ways?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So again, all of the programs that I teach are online and are kind of a live experience with me as well. I feel like that's an important part. So you get, you know, online access where all of your content is recorded and provided to you so you can get started. But then, you know, there's a live coaching component where I come in and just be able to answer any questions or get deeper into the coaching process of where you want to go. The signature flagship program that I offer is really designed to, again, become who you are designed to be. And so it's really for anyone that wants to get out of their way, get out of their head, and get back to whole. And it's a 7-step transformational lifestyle design system. It's really the approach that I've used in my own life. It's, you know, kind of a step-by-step 8-week masterclass to design your best life and really learning how to move beyond who you think you are meant to be and discover the person you're designed to be and just really upgrading the operating system for your life and stepping into a powerful new way of being. So I teach that. That's, like I said, it's an 8-week masterclass. That's also similar to one of the retreats I teach out. So you can either do it online or then you can come to a live experience. Nice. And do it that way as well. And then the other two programs, one is based in Ayurvedic health, really about, you know, complete transformation to wellness, vitality, and getting back to just restoration and transformation. And so that is taught online. It's actually, I'm launching that one soon again this summer. And we will be doing some health retreats. I've got an awesome partner I can't announce yet, but a very powerful partner that you all know, that we're going to be teaming up again at this Mexico resort to provide some of those Ayurvedic health retreats. So that's going to be really profound. And then the last thing that I do is teach entrepreneurs how to really redefine how they're showing up and align their business with their passion and purpose. And so really building a business that reflects who you are made to be. And so that is something that, again, I teach online as well. And it's just to, you know, it's like, if we're in a soulful business, you and I are both living our passion, doing what we love. I believe that if you take finances out of it, actually one of my big visions for the world is, what if we could take care of everyone's basic needs,
yeah,
right? Food, shelter, clothing, like just knock them out. Everybody has a house. Everybody has what they need, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then what would you do with your life if you didn't have those huge things hanging over you, the mortgage payments, the car payments, da, 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 da. That for me, that's where I want to get women to really step into, especially of what ignites your passion, what gets you fired up, and let's teach it. Let's teach, you know, teach it out to the world, because we have a saying at B-Soul to live your light. And when you truly live your light, you can then teach others how to do the same. And I feel like if we're all just these bright, shining lights, like, yeah, you know, all of our shit has been left to the ground and we're just standing in the truth of who we are and we're shining like this beaming beacon of light out. Could you imagine the world? It would be beautiful.
So beautiful. I can imagine it.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh my God. I wish I had more time with you, Liz. Where can the listeners get a hold of you? How can they connect?
Yeah. So easiest thing is besoulliving.com or on Instagram at besoulliving as well. I do just daily inspirations there. And that's kind of where you can get the first glimpse of everything I'm doing. You can also join my email list so that you can be on for, you know, upcoming retreats, programs that I'm offering, and just little weekly inspirations. So
amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining.
So fun. Let's do it again.
Can't wait to join the retreat. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3. SoCalArmenian.com.